just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think my Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults.
Role models.
And, by the way, the ratings show that we really did a we're doing a super job of it.
Charlie and Harriet.
But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with.
Charlie and Harriet.
I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. You know. Has no one ever fought that?
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
That's my fault. That's
Charlie Brown.
Fault.
Those are all right.
Those are the DJs that we replaced 22 years ago. The Don and Mike Show. When they did their antiquated Capital Morning Zoo show.
Charlie Brown and Irv Harrigan.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And they are our role models for How About That? That's Isn't right. That Something?
They'd have fun with this guy.
Oh, they'd love him.
But it'd be serious fun.
This would be gold, Jerry.
Right.
To them, this would be radio gold.
Mm-hmm.
To them, this would be like getting Angelina Jolie on to talk about her boobs. So the setup is the guy's name is Winter. And is it every Starbucks in America or every Starbucks in the world?
I think he's going to start with America, and then we'll see.
Huh. All right, so this is a cat who wants to go to every Starbucks in at least America.
We have established the ground rules that I will get. How about that? You will get, isn't that something?
Yeah. And can I go back to I was looking through my notes, some of our favorite names. I know there are some that we can't use, some of our dirty names that we used to use.
Right.
But I loved it when I was Al Hitler.
Oh, that's right, and I was Victor.
No, I think you were. I think
was I Victor?
No. I think you were Jeff Dahmer.
Jeffrey
when,
Dahmer.
When I was Al Hitler.
Should we use the old names or come up with new names?
I want to be Al Hitler.
I'll be Mike Vick.
Done.
Thank you.
Buzz.
Yes.
You want to announce it as
I sure do
as the Al and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
You ready? Here we
yes.
go. Okay, and the guy's line is open. Stand by for the show, please.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us for another edition of the Al and Mike Show, starring Al Hitler and Mike Vick. Now, here's Al and Mike.
How are you, everybody, on a good-looking Thursday?
Oh, I tell you, we do an afternoon get-together, but for morning shows, we've done those before, too. And who doesn't need a nice steaming cup of joe, eh?
Got some of Bob Hitler's five alarm chilling. It'll be an I'm ready to go. Happy Thursday, everybody. Downside for the weekend. This is Al Hitler.
And I'm Mike Vick. Don't forget, coming up next hour, Vick's Picks.
We got a guy on our phone right now. His name is Winter. And he wants to go to every Starbucks in the whole gosh darn world.
Oh, Alan, I don't think that's possible. I really don't.
Hello, Winter.
I'm here.
That's your name, Winter?
Winter, like the season.
Isn't that something?
How about that? Winter, that is an amazing name. How'd you get that name?
I gave this name to myself back in college.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Winter, can you tell us how many Starbucks are you planning to visit over the next year?
I think they're a little bit behind the times, guys. Thanks.
How about that? How are we? How are we?
Something. I'll be a horse's ass.
I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm up to 7,500.
Snicks and giggles. That's amazing.
You go to Starbucks, right? They sell coffee at Starbucks, right? Makes you wired, right?
How about that?
We're talking with Winter.
Winter's going to as many Starbucks as he can. You like the coffee?
It's not the best, but it's all right.
One time I was having coffee with Sandy Koufax, and he said, if I drink a lot of coffee, I got to poop.
Is coffee, Winter, a laxative?
Absolutely.
Laxatives are good, right?
Depends on the situation.
Do laxatives help you go, or do they help you stop?
What's your favorite flavor?
Just a regular coffee.
Why
Keep
do
it
you?
Simple.
Why do you favor rape?
Winter?
How about that?
Will this
I'm sorry.
Be, will this in any way, when you're going to the various Starbucks, will that in any way be a profitable enterprise?
I don't believe so. I've already spent about $50,000.
Do you think you have any Starbucks that have peanut butter and nana flavored coffee? Isn't that something? How about that?
Not yet.
I'll be a twisted colon.
Winter.
Yes.
Were your parents hippies?
They were not.
We're talking with Winter. He was there with Lindsay Lohan the night that she ran into the thing and had the thing. Why does she... Cocaine makes you stay awake, right? So why is she sleeping when she's driving, right? What were you doing there? Go.
I really couldn't say.
Who's your agent?
Is he vigorous?
Who's your agent?
Yeah, your boy's tired.
Winter.
Yes, yes.
Who's your agent?
I do not have an agent.
How about that? Isn't that, oops, how about that? How about that?
We're joined by Tammy Faye Mesner. Tammy Faye, how much do you weigh now? Sure.
Whoa, boy.
That's something.
Do they have Starbucks near ballparks?
Absolutely. Fenway, Wrigley
Field. Driving? Are you driving or walking?
In general, I'm driving.
Can I tell you something right now about me?
Couldn't get there fast enough if I was
walking. I am wearing one black sock and one brown sock.
Whoa, controversy in the closet. Winter.
Yes.
Yes.
I heard that Harry Potter's dead. Go! And he's dead from drinking Starbucks coffee. How about that? Isn't that something?
What do you put in your Joe?
Why do you favor rape?
What do you put in your Joe, Winter?
Sugar. Just sugar.
Yeah.
Too bad you're not older.
They can make it with ice, too, right? Ice coffee? They can make it hot or cold?
This is a potential predator party.
Absolutely, if that's how you want it.
I will be the best sex you ever had. I carry a gun with me wherever I go. I will take your clothes off until you tell me to stop, right?
You win in this one. I'm gone on this. I don't know him. Boy, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Winter.
Yes, I like rape.
Winter, go. Talk to us.
Sure. What do you want to know?
I will be your secret lover and teach you everything you need to know, okay?
I don't think I can fit it into his mouth. Winter?
Yes. I'm waiting for the questions. Fire them at me.
Looks like baby vomit.
Coffee or tea? Go.
Coffee.
Why?
Keeps you up at night.
Longer answer, please.
Keeps you up at night and wakes you up in the morning.
Winter, life story. Go.
Immigrant parents?
Would you ever want to buy a solid chocolate banjo? Go.
No.
Boxers or briefs, Winter? Go.
Briefs.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Al Hitler.
And I'm Mike Vick. Once again, a reminder that Vick's Picks coming up at the top of the hour.
Hugh Hamilton joining us in a few moments. Tonight's topic, dogfighting. What the heck's going on with that? Who doesn't love a nice cup of Joe? We're on the line right now with a guy named Winter, who I believe is going to every single Starbucks in the state of Nevada.
Winter, we are sympathetic.
How about that?
Douchebag.
I will be a monkey's uncle.
How about that, Winter?
Sure, boy. Why do you favor rape?
Winter.
Yes.
Any brothers or sisters?
Who's your daddy?
One sister.
Is her name spring, summer, or fall?
Nope.
Something.
She has a normal name.
Something stinks like smells, like stale French fries.
What are you wearing right now? Go.
Regular clothes.
No, not a good answer. What are you wearing now?
This would be a good time.
Sorry, can't help you. It's regular
bowel
clothes.
Movement.
Regular clothes. T-shirt?
Sure.
What makes a Nazi? What makes him that way? I'm just saying all the tapes. Everyone can suck it.
Baby vomit, baby vomit, baby vomit.
Never trust white.
We're talking with Winter. He's going to every Starbucks across the country.
Peter North.
And he's very confused right now.
Peter North or Ron Jeremy, and why?
Go.
Can't answer.
Why?
Haven't met the guy.
If it's human waste, leave some for me.
Softcore or hardcore? Go.
If it's coffee, hardcore.
Biddy biddy, biddy biddy biddy, biddy biddy. That's all, folks. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
It's going to be funny.
Oh, no. So good.
Winter.
Yes.
Pizza has sauce, right?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
Pizza has sauce, right? You like a good piece of pizza?
Occasionally.
Can you drink coffee with pizza?
Go.
Never tried it. That sounds interesting.
I have on black socks. I go all the way to my knees.
I like black socks, too.
Why do you favor rape?
Winter.
We're here with Tammy Faye Mesner.
Hey, is this a... Which one is... Are you Don or are you Mike?
Yes.
Of course.
My name is Al Hitler. How are you? Good afternoon, friends.
And I'm Mike Vick, talking with Winter, who's attempting to go to every Starbucks across the country.
We have had a wonderful time having you on the Two for the Road get together. Hey, the clock on the wall says our time's almost over.
Winter, where can we look for you next?
Next Starbucks.
Which one? Which one? Which one, Winter?
Neshaminy, Pennsylvania.
I'll be there.
Until the next time, you take your time with the ones you love. And as Boy George said, time, clock of the heart, or whatever it is that he said. Our time is your time. Until next time, take the time to find someone. Have a good time. Winter, spring, summer, fall, all you have to do is call, and I'll be there. Oh, yeah. I'll see you because you got a friend.
Keep your beans in line there, Winter.
Hey, thanks a lot. That's good advice.
It's been a slice of heaven.
If you spill your coffee,
absolutely.
If you spill your coffee, it's hot, right?
And Winter, don't forget, let a smile be your handshake.
I live by that advice.
Why do you favor rape? Hold on for our producer, please.
All right, ask him how.
Let's see how that went.
Hi, Winter. How do you think it went?
My favorite
question.
I thought
it was really good. We'd love to call you back someday.
Yeah, certainly tomorrow.
If we can.
Hello?
On the way home tonight.
He's talking.
Why do you favor rape?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
What do you
I'm
think?
I'm horny.
What did he think, Rob?
Killer, right?
How did he think it went?
He said,
killer, right?
He'd love to come back on, but he'd like a little bit of preparation.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Buzz.
You tell him there is no way to prepare for that.
We didn't have to break our emergency glass because that was a winner every time.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Now,
yes.
You ready now? You should be warmed up.
Yes,
God knows.
I think so.
What do we give you today? An hour of the show?
An hour. Full hour.
I enjoyed it.
Buzz did the entire first 3 hours of the show by himself.
Told his complete life story.
Played some records, took some calls, had a great time.
Let's be honest. It was a tribute to his wife of 3,200 years.
That's right.
Marcia. Today is their 3,200th year together.
Nothing special planned tonight, but a big weekend.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah. We're going to Starbucks.
Going out for a nice dinner and possibly some swimming.
Oh, some swimming.
Yeah.
Really?
Swimming.
Yeah. Some nude swimming?
Well, you never know.
Oh, very good.
Swimming in what?
A swimming pool.
Oh, I did. Oh. Well, what would the pool be filled with?
Well, water, hopefully.
Is she familiar what happened to Mrs. Shatner?
Oh, God.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Well, is that all you want to say to your wife?
She's actually not listening right now, but if she were listening, I'd say I love you, thank you for your love and support, and happy 32nd anniversary.
Yeah, but she's not listening, so
screw it. But it was still touching.
Yeah, tell her I said that.
Oh, we will, Buzz.
You'll see her.
We'll be back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.